Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Jack is with me here on the line today because, Jack, you got in touch by email this afternoon. What's the situation with the trains?
The situation this morning is an extremely, and I would say unsafe, packed train from Westport heading towards Dublin. All the way from Westport, only three carriages on the train and people standing in the aisles, people with disabilities in wheelchairs, packed in between people in suitcases. Like, it was unbelievable. And, you know, to think that I've sitting beside two locals who take this route frequently if they're heading down towards Athlone or Dublin or that direction. And they said for years people have been campaigning to get extra carriages added to the train, and that happens in the summer months and on the commuter kind of early morning services. But this was a 9:30 in the morning train, only three carriages, and absolutely packed.
So like you got on in Westport, Jack, did you? That's where you boarded the train. Yeah. And it's the 9:30 and there was only three carriages. That doesn't seem, that seems pretty small, doesn't it? Maybe that's standard.
I mean, they say that what happens is they put six carriages on, I think, in the very early mornings. And so in the summer times when they have more busier train times, they put on six carriages. But the people sitting across from me were both Westport residents. And what they were saying was that this is a frequent thing at this time of day where if they get in touch with Irish Rail or if they get in touch with anybody, they say, oh, no, we do put on the bigger carriages, but they're kind of ignoring this middle of the day when you have these big, big packed trains. And I mean, if there was any sort of incident on the train today, you had people wedged, you had people standing in all the carriages. And it was like being on the tube in London, except you're doing it for 3 hours all the way from Westport to Dublin.
These three carriages were that packed the entire way to Dublin?
Oh, the entire way, yeah. And just kept getting busier. It was unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable. And I just don't understand, because if Minister Dara O'Brien is the minister in charge of this, and if he is genuinely interested in supporting green infrastructure, supporting people to take the train, you know, you hear it mentioned a lot, to reduce our emissions, put on more train carriages. Like, it's unbelievable.
We'll be kind of tasked with doing that. Hang on a second with us, Jack. We're going to reach out to Éireann Ó'Éireann to see if we can get a response to your, you know, your concern today. But are you, so you're telling us every single seat, were they were all full on these three carriages?
So when I got on Westport, I got there maybe 3 or 4 minutes before the train departed, and every single seat on the carriage I was in, bar two, were booked with names over the seat. And I think ultimately here, you know, it's a case of you can get a seat no problem if you book online. But for the two people sitting next to me who are from Westport, one person, they couldn't book online. And, you know, not everyone is going to book online, because they'll tell you, look, if you really need a seat, you book online. And that's fine. Mm. But to think that there is such demand for a service and such reduced capacity. And like, it ultimately just comes down to that. It's a safety thing. Like, unfortunately, I've been at some terrible train experiences the last few years. I'm actually standing here now in Port Arlington station waiting for connection. Last time I was here was last year, when a train broke down and we were left stranded on this platform for hours in the middle of the night. And there was a woman there who was diabetic and didn't have her medication, and there was no sugar available. There was nothing at this station. There was nothing here. So, it just kind of shows like how dangerous things can become. And thankfully, there was a bit of a mehel and people found things that could get her sugar back up again. But like, the Irish Rail are putting people in dangerous situations here by cramming people into overcrowded trains or for not providing proper services at the stations. Yeah, but no, I think it could be easily rectified.
Yeah, and look, you'd imagine, I mean, to be fair, you know, to the service, and as I said, we have reached out to them to join us today. I mean, you'd imagine that, you know, they're obviously, that's certainly not their intention. And you would think that when people, as you say, are pre-booking the seats, I mean, you'd have an idea and an indication how many people are going to be on this particular service at 9:30 departing Westport today, that they would know that. So you're saying that in between the corridor, Jack, or the little aisle, sorry, I should say, between the seats on either side, so there was people standing in all of those aisles, was there?
In between the aisles and in the space between the carriages, you know, between the opening doors and the toilets. And there was people sitting in behind, say, the luggage spaces and the bike racks. There was people literally wedged in everywhere they could fit.
So it wasn't very pleasant anyway in the first instance, or comfortable, I suppose, if you're standing.
I'm privileged that I'm healthy and fit and the whole works, and it was fine, you know, it didn't bother me. But like, there was older people standing, there was people with young children, and like that. There was two people with disabilities on my train with kind of mobility issues. And it's just, you know what it is, it's safety. It's ultimately, and it's it's unfortunate because when you talk to, say, state agencies, and ultimately the reason I mention Minister Dara Ryan is because he is ultimately the one that Irish Rail report to in this, and he would have the power to actually direct them to do something. But often when you talk to agencies, you get a really practical answer. Oh, well, we do this because, and it's like, it's unfortunately just not about because. It's about a duty of care. And this is a semi-state agency where we have legitimate control. Like, we all vote for these people. And ultimately, they are actually supposed to act in our interest. Okay, if it was a private service, it would be different because the private company can tell you what they like. But this is actually a service that we, the people, have control over. And I think it should be there to look after people's interest.
I suppose it is the kind of the day that's in it, maybe. I'm just trying to think of perhaps some of the explanations. Jack, you know, Holy Thursday, maybe a lot of people off tomorrow, travelling for the Easter bank holiday weekend. But you say from talking to locals that were on that 9:30 service this morning that this is often the case with this particular train.
Exactly. They said this is always the case. And actually, if you just Google it, you'll see that there's Mayo County councillors who've been arguing and fighting for this for a long time to try to get capacity increased. So I just think it's just so unfortunate. And like I say, you know, in this world, like, things are becoming increasingly more, say, corporate or business orientated, but this is actually a semi-state organisation where we do have power to make change
Yeah, listen, sorry to cut across you. Just reading another text here from a listener as you speak, Jack, to say this overcrowding happens several times a day, apparently on the Ennis to Galway route as well, in both directions. I don't know if you're familiar with that service. Everybody's on the road today getting home for the Easter weekend. We're all trying to save on fuel costs, so of course the trains are going to be busy. This listener tells me that some services to the west of the country involve a long train which splits in Athlone. Three car trains goes on to Galway and the other to Westport. Peak times will generally involve a longer train direct to Galway and to Westport as well. But it's not the length of the journey that's your issue, Jack. It's purely to do with the availability of space.
Well, that's it, definitely. I mean, definitely the journeys take very long. Like, it was actually would have been faster for me to drive my journey I'm taking today than to get the train. But obviously the train is convenient and it was handy, and unfortunately I just couldn't drive today. That's the way it worked out.
Sure, the train's a great service. It's brilliant.
When the train works well, it's absolutely brilliant. But I just think, like, we keep hearing about, you know, we see a lot of advertising of Irish Rail, and unfortunately they have this big investment plan, and you'd hear if you had any politician come on, they'd state these stats and figures of the amount of millions and billions that are going to be invested. When you really look at it, ultimately, the large majority of that investment is obviously going to Dublin commuter services because that's where the most of the population are, and I do understand that point. But I really feel that the south and the west of Ireland are being completely, completely left out. And I feel that the investment there in rail infrastructure, in the types of services, and I know the Teach Rally is a massive bone of contention for anyone going to Sligo, but like, it's serious, like that if you have diabetics, if you have people travelling with children who are busy and running and don't have time to maybe prepare or grab stuff, like, you know, that's a basic service. Like, and I mean, you hear about the Dublin to Belfast and you can get your lunch and everything.
Gosh,
on it, you know what I mean?
Brilliant service, you know, the Dublin to Belfast route. It's incredible.
Exactly. We have no excuse. Like, you know, people talk about the trains in Europe. We have a train on this island that can do it, you know? So there's literally no excuse anymore. Yeah. And I think it's unfortunate for people to make the excuses, because let's be creative and let's be imaginative and let's actually make a rail service that could revolutionise transport in this country. And it's possible, but we just need to do it.
Jack, listen, thanks a million for getting in touch with us, for raising your concerns with us today. That's Jack with us here, sent us an email a little bit earlier there this afternoon, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. We've contacted Aaron with Aaron. We've asked them for a statement in relation to Jack's scenario or his situation on that 9:30 Westport to Dublin route this morning. If we get that, we'll bring that to you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.